You do? You sure? Oh. Are you missing a page? What do you have? How many pages do you have? Do I do that for everybody?
I have 5 pages.
Yeah, this one also has 5 pages. It's a mistake. 4 is the correct number. Two. Okay.
So he asked, what would you expect that people complain most about? You got too little on this system or too much? Because everybody said too little, too much. They don't know if they've gotten too little, they know that.
Okay. So now you got too much. All right, we're on top of Gimel Manav. We are at the two dots, three lines down. I welcome answer you might. If you have a Mavi, which is wide in the Tanamos at its front, so you have to.
A Mavi is a Mavi, right? It's just an alleyway?
Yeah. What? Yeah, but we were talking about covering mavos, covered alleys, but they are alleys. They still remain alleys. I welcome answer you might. If it's more than an ounce, you should diminish it.
Kitzur might. Easy. How do you diminish it?
Nice mauter pesach amavui. You put a board across the opening of the mavui to make it smaller than 10 amos, right? You put a board across and diminishes the size. Matcha mavui, that makes the mavui permissible. Now, in the Mishnah itself, it said that you could put a. You have another option, right? What other option do you have to put up a tzuris of Pesach? Besides actually putting a beam, you can put a tzuris of Pesach. L'roch avisamris, you can make. You can diminish the width of the mavui by using a tzuris of Pesach. Rabbanan avile afilu begova. Rabbanan said you can use the tzuris of Pesach even if it's above 20 amos. That's okay. Says Gemara, wait a minute. V'lo kiparutz b'miluo. V'lo kiparutz b'miluo. I don't understand. Is it not open to an area which is forbidden? Now, it's a little bit difficult what exactly it means. The bottom line is that if it's so high, if it's more than 20 amos, so what is the tzuris of Pesach going to help? The bottom line is it's connected to an area which is forbidden to it. And the truth is, this question would be both on the width and the height. In other words, what could the tzuris of Pesach do? Actually, it's more of a question on the width. I take it back. What could the tzuris of Pesach do? All tzuris of Pesach does is frame the problem, but how does it solve the problem? The problem is that it's open too much. So the Pesach doesn't close it; it just, so to speak, frames it. Well, it doesn't actually narrow the opening. It doesn't literally narrow it; it just frames the problem. In other words, if the problem is it was more than 10 amos broad, so it's still more than 10 amos broad, right? Just have cased the problem in the Tzuris Pesach. What does the casing in Tzuris Pesach help? So obviously, we know the answer to this question. Tzuris Pesach is like a wall, but the Gemara was going to tell us in what respect it's like a wall. Okay, so says Gemara. Says Gemara, it's like an achsadra. An achsadra is like a portico. You know what a portico is? What's a portico? Porch. Very good. So the porch. So guess how the portico works, though. What halakhic principle works be much to the portico? Pitikra, the side of the roof. So here, the Yerushalmi is making a fascinating connection, which I don't think was ever made explicitly in the Bavli, but it's made now for the second night in a row in the Yerushalmi, that a Tzuris Pesach is similar to a Pitikra. Just like a Pitikra closes, it's a wall, so to a Tzuris Pesach closes, it's a wall. And therefore, it closes the problem. In other words, if you have the dimensions of your opening are too broad or too high, so Tzuris Pesach doesn't just frame the problem, it closes it just like a Pit Tikra closes off the area around the Al-Sadra. Okay?
Four by ten,
yeah. But once it's that size, it's good enough, no matter how much larger it is. Now, oh sure, special always the minimum size. Yeah. Kama mudim hoyu. Sorry. Right. Rabbi Matir Achsadra bebeis shori. Rabbi allowed carrying in an Achsadra and Beis Shari. That's a town north of Israel in the Galilee called Beit Sharim. How many pillars did this Achsadra have? Now, this is an interesting case. It's not brought down here. Here's our Perush Chai for the Yerushalmi. But it's not brought down here. The case is like this. Yeah. If you have, here's the Achsadra. Okay, roughly speaking. So these are all open areas, right?
He was so involved in his Torah that he was afraid it wasn't. I can't say that it's going to be all. He was touched by other people. I have to do it myself.
It's Achsadra open on
top. It's closed on top. Even though Tzuris HaPesach was open on top, this Achsadra Rebbe was matir was closed on top. Okay, so they asked, how many pillars does it require? Now, pillars means on each side. Why would you need a pillar on each side? No? For that you have the corners. Why do you need pillars? So it's brought down the unfortunate bring it's a little more later, more explicit. Limno rego rabim, to prevent the masses from coming in. Okay, the pillars are to prevent the masses from coming in and canceling the wall. So how many do you need? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Amar Rabbi Chia Baruch Chia Rabbi Yosa Rabbi Yosa Chad Amar. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Yosa. Chadamar one said Shisha, six pillars, but Chadamar Shmon, the other said eight pillars. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chia, please, they don't argue. Mandamar Shisha, lo mechashav ilan train barrio. He will say six doesn't count the two corners. In other words, you'd have one, two, three, four, five, six. So you'd have six. On each side you need six, and then you'd have the two end ones. So this would be one, two, three, four, five, six, and then seven and eight. Okay, so there's no machlokas. Needs six pillars in the middle and the seven and eight pillar on the corner. Okay, so it says the Gemara. The truth is. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Moshe Elazar said, "Lo sof tovar shisha, lo sof tovar shmoni. You don't need six, you don't need eight. Ella, rather, imayu rabim b'kimba. If many people pass through the Achsadra, it should be afilu kama. Transpose the word at the end next line, the word at the end of this line, according to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Afilu kama you usher in that no matter how many pillars you have, it's usher. In main rabim b'kimba." And many people do not pass through it. Afilu shnaim, even if it's only two pillars, it's still mutter. In other words, the bottom line depends on traffic, not on pillars. Mada hava avda, hava avda. And that which it had pillars there in Beis Sharim, that was just a Maisa Shoya, Maisa Shoya Kein Hoya. That was just the way things took place, but really the pillars are not an essential component of this equation. V'achsadja shnivtza l'milu l'rishus ha-rabi. Achsadja, which is open completely to Rishus Rami, relying solely on Pit Tikra. Rabbi La and Rabbi Yechanan. Tarvei and Amin, they both said metal, including you can carry on the entire Achsadja, because it's a Pit Tikra here besides him. Shmuel Amar, eh metal, boy, eh lo b'yarma amma. Shmuel says, even though it's got a roof, you can only carry underneath for less than four amas. I'm Rabbi Yasi said, I don't understand. Lamoida Shmuel ben Bavi shu makur lamala me'asri mamashu kosher. Doesn't Shmuel concede that where you have a Bavi which is, has a roof above 20 amos, it's okay? So if that's the case, so the achsaj should be the same thing. Now I forgot to mention that the achsaj is above 20 amos. Sorry, tell you about a case where the achsaj itself is above 20 amos, right? Ela mizbar savar Shmuel hu shekol hechsher kora betoch hechsher. Shmuel says that nonetheless, even though the kirui, even though the covering of the mavi can be above 20 amos, nonetheless the koro, which is your recognition, that's got to be within 20 amos. So here the chassad is completely above 20 amos, so then it's not matir. Why is that? Because you're lacking wide a heker. What's that? You're lacking something which is going to catch your eye below 20 amos. You don't have. Okay. Says the Gemara, Asa Rav Acha. This is the same idea. It should be like Kivichen Ki Asa Rabbi Acha. When Rabbi Acha came with Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chanina came with Rabbi Yeshua, they both said Vushiakur Hechshakur, but they'll chaz meet that the Korah's been within 20 amos of the ground. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, "I feel the Savar Shmuel b'Mavi Mekor Ma'al Mesir Ma'am Kosher." Even if Shmuel would hold that a Mavi, including the Koyra, is above 20 amos, it's still kosher. Lo dami Mavi l'Achsaj. It's not comparable to Achsaj. Achsaj is still possible if it's above 20 amos. Why is that? Mavi nasa l'tashmish batim. A Mavi is made to use the walls for the purpose of the houses around it. Achsadra lo nases el tashmish, it's a type which should be avir. Achsadra is only made for the purpose of its air. Now, this is a toughie. What it means is that achsadra, the walls, it has no, it basically what it means, very barbat, is achsadra has no walls. Right, well, essentially. Sadra has no walls, and even if it has walls, the walls don't relate to the achsadra. The walls are the walls of the house around them. In other words, it's possible to have a scenario in which a chassad will be surrounded by walls. But that's only by happenstance, by coincidence. Really, the chassad is, like you said before, a gazebo. It's not meant to have walls, right? So therefore, since that is the case, we're more machmir by Nachsadra. By Mavi, even if it's above 20 amos, we might say it's okay as long as it's roofed over. But by Nachsadra, that's because the Mavi has walls. The walls pertain to the Mavi. By Nachsadra, which is made specifically as a gazebo, it's made without inherent walls, even if by coincidence in some cases it does have walls, and therefore more machmir with it, and therefore where the roof is above 20 amos, it's not good by an achsadra. Okay? So Shmuel Shita. Even though it has the pillars. Because pillars don't substitute for bona fide walls. That's still not a wall. I mean, if they're within 3 tefachim of each other, maybe, but that wasn't required here. Okay? So says the Gemara, it's only made for airspace, covered airspace, perhaps an airspace. And what's the proof of that pudding? The proof is that, let's say you don't have a, all things are equal, meaning you have no roof on either one. So all the mavi requires is what? A lechi or kaira, that's all. Right? Doesn't need more than that. Why is that? Because it has walls. Achsadra she'ena makura, however, il achsadra she'ena makura, if however you have an achsadra which has no roof, the nasa ha'koyra v'toch, and you happen to put a beam on it, and said, okay, I'll put up a beam, just like a mavli. Nasa ha'koyra v'toch esrim. Oh, you're very machmir. Put the koyra within 20 amos. Shemaklumu, did you do a thing? Obviously it's meaningless. Why is that? Because it has no walls. So therefore, in achsadra, you have to be more machmir. Achsadra, even though Shmuel holds that a mavi above 20 amos might be good, and achsadra above 20 amos will not be good. That's the bottom line. Again, because mavi's got walls, achsadra got no walls. Even if it has walls, they're not. They're only coincidental, and that's why it doesn't work. What? Shmuel's p'tikra doesn't work above 20 by achsadra. But it's first the best of work. because you already have mechitzas. Because they're mechitzas, but Mechsarja doesn't have mechitzas. I know, I'm making that up. I take that back.
Is that right? The Pitik are not work here either, above 20?
Yeah, that's what Shmuel says. You don't say have a pitikra above 20 amos. That's right, by Mavi you would, and not by an Afsadra. Again, because the Mavi has the advantage of walls, and the Afsadra doesn't.
I thought you even say pitikra. It wouldn't help anyway. Why should what's pitikra? Mixing up walls. The walls of the Afsadra aren't for purposes of the houses around it anyway. So therefore, what if it does have walls? I mean, what does pitikra do?
Maybe that's it. Maybe you're right. In other words, you're saying that it's not the pshat that pitikra does work. It's that pitikra is meaningless in the context of Afsadra because pitikra wants to create walls and there are no walls. On the contrary, walls are counterproductive in terms of what Afsadra does. The truth is, you're probably right because we paskin that a tzuras haPesach works above 20 amos. And we held like Shmuel that a tzuras haPesach works above 20 amos even if your entire area is tzuras haPesach. Even if you have no bona fide walls. And if we have like Shmuel, literally, the way I explained it, so one could critique that and say, when the Tzuras HaPesach work, only when the Tzuras HaPesach is affixed to true walls, right? And not where the enclosure is made of Tzuras HaPesach. But you're averting that question by saying the reason why the Pitikra doesn't work by Afsadra is because unique nature of an Afsadra, the La'avir Kavik, that's made for air. But anything which is made for walls, even if the walls are entirely Tzuras HaPesach, in that case we would say the Tzuras HaPesach from above 20 amos. Yeah, am I repeating you accurately?
Yes.
It's a very good svara. Okay? It has to be something like that because that's where we passed it. It's just passing above 20 works. Okay, of course, we might not pass like Shmuel. It might pass like a Sadra works above 20 as well. But if we had to say Chiluk Aloch, that's the Chiluk we'd have to say. Okay. Here's an interesting case. The Mavi was at its mouth 15 amos wide. Rabbi Bob Ravuna B'Shem Rav said, Osa Pashal Sholosh Amos, you make a board of 3 amos, the choshu and slightly more. Marchiku min ha-koysel 2 amos. So let's draw this. I'm convinced that there's one. This picture is in the Bavli too. But you have, this is the Mavli. It's 15 amos across. Right? So in order to be matrid, you go two amos away from here. Then you put a papas of 3.1. So now, and here's where this is not true at the scale, obviously, but let's say this opening is slightly less than 10. This is 9.9. Right? That works. Why does that work? Because now your opening has a lechi in it. What's the lechi it has there? What's the lechi? Lechi. Besides the fact that it still needs a lechi. What's the lechi? This mashu, right? Because this is 2 + 2 and 3.1, that's 5.1, right? So the 0.1 is the lechi on the 9.9. This is where the years of doodling in class pay off. That's 2. That's 3.1. That's 9.9. Is that helpful at all? So what's your and this 9.9? What's your lechi? The sliver of this beam is your lechi. The rest of the beam serves as Oimei Meruba Paritz on this. more standing instruction than free space. A sliver over here still serves your lechi for this area across here. Okay? Is that more understood? Okay, so so says more Amrei Babar Papi. Oh no, I'm not there yet. Sorry. Also again, also pass Pasha Shoshavs Kosher Machim Shavas but to go two hours away from the wall. Also the kosher need a mishul shum lechi, that makes it lechi. And it should be Lieberman changed it to Vishari and it's mutter. But I would change it differently now that I look at it again. I would say Vashar, Hushev, Vashar, and the rest of I would read it Kipshuto, and the Shar means the rest of the board is Mati, the other side, the two Amos, Vushia, Oime, Rabbul Chol, as long as they have more board than there is open space, which, of course, here you have, because here the board is three Amos, this is only two Amos. Okay, so the whole thing is Mutter in this case over here. Okay? So it says Gemara. Why do you need such a broad pass? Why do you need such a broad board? Make one which is four tefachim. Now, how are you going to make the one which is four tefachim? If you take a look at your picture, it's really like picture hay. But it's not four tefachim wide, but four tefachim deep. In other words, divide the movi into two. And then each you have two mavots, each of 7.5 amos, of which the beam, the board going lengthwise will serve as lechi for each one. Forget about the korah on top. So why do you need to have a board which is three amos? Just make one fourth volume wide, which is the minimum shear of a mavi, and let's divide the mavi into two. Good question, right? Dr. Smil? Suzuki, you with us? Yeah, it was one of those. This is very similar to the Bavli, but not the answer. Way too real, you see. Amar Rabbi Barbar, Papik Deyatir Shnei, Papik Deyatir Shnei below Korah. Rabbi Barbar, Papi said, in this case, we want to be Matir, both of them, without a Korah. And in that case, we need a Korah. I'm not sure why you would need a Korah. My hunch is you need a Korah to see, and hey, there's a Korah, obviously. My hunch is that you need a Korah because since that thing in the middle is serving to divide the Mavoi, it's the walls of both Mavos. Since it's the wall of both Mavos, it itself cannot be the Lechi. Do you understand that logic? So you need either a Tzul Chaim or a Korah. In this case,
you say that it doesn't look like that for hacker
purposes.
I
might say that. Maybe that's that, because it looks like a wall, not like a lechi. What did you want to say?
I was going to say probably
something can't serve two purposes. Well, this board does. That's because it's wide enough to serve two purposes. That's what you want to say, right? It has to have the width to serve two purposes. That's what you should be saying. All right, now anyway, so let's tell you that along those lines. So it says the Gemara, East Tani Tani. There's some who say you don't even need this board, which you have in the hay. But it's even enough. East Tani Tani, Mami Kone Vidukron. All you need is a twig. Dukron is something similar, some sort of stake. That's all you need to divide the Mavi into, not more than that. There's one who says you need four tefachim. Now, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Locha Kohimer, Oysa Pasar Bar Tefachim. The Locha's you need four, passive four tefachim. Why? Because what would we say if that was a stick only? Who remembers what we would say if it was a stick? Why would a stick not work? In lieu of that board, why would a stick not work? Just a stick planted at the end of the muffin. The airspace on both sides cancels the stick in that side. In that case, you know, where you have just the stick in the middle of nowhere, airspace just cancels it out.
I see the constant drawing a blank for you.
Yeah.
The beginning, the very beginning of Erev and the Bavli. Yeah. Remember, I'll remind you. Remember the tzitzis. Why do you have the tzitzis with the not the racist, right, the V-neck? So because so you don't say asevir daigisa vaigisa umavatale to the shoulder strap. In other words, the shoulder straps have to be wider than the middle part than cutout. You know, you just say asevir daigisa avir olam, and the haigisa the neck can be mavatale the beggar. Okay. So the same thing here, that you have to be a choshva, a makom choshva, which is for a tfachim, in order to avert the problem I see of Yivir, the Haigisa Mabatole. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Levis, oh, I skipped, sorry. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Kediva, Aloka, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Pasai, Baron Tfachim, Tadir, Shingam, Leomer, Mavi, Sheshlo, Shnei, Pesachim. This is an amazing statement, Shingam, Leomer, to the best of my recollection. Not just my recollection, the Rashba recollects this as well. This is not in the Bavli. Rav Shimon Gamliel says an amazing thing. He says, Mavi Sheshlo Shnei Pesachim, it's got two openings at the front of the Mavli. Nesen Kor Bechol Enu Matir. One Kor suffices. It's got two doors, one Kor is enough. You don't need a Kor on both. Is that clear? Yeah. In other words, if this is the Mavli, it's got two doors, right? So you only need a clear on one side, not on the other side.
Isn't that a lechi, that pool in the middle?
No, assuming it's not a lechi for some reason. It'll make it long enough so it's not a lechi. You still only need one door, one clear. Okay? Why it's not clear, it doesn't say. Pasha says they only need one kor lechi because it's one lechi, one kor. Because once you have a hecker is enough. But it could also say that it's because of mechita, and the din mechita only requires one kor. But it's more reasonable to say it's because of hecker. Now that'll be also obvious later on. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem, Rabbi Levi said, "Ain't a locher shigim, we don't pass like him." Rabbi Baraba said, "Vehu shehemid konev dukron." This is only if you have a stick. I'm also pass our bar tfachim, but that in other words, we don't pass like shigim if you have a stick up. But if you have a pass our bar tfachim locher shigim liyo. In other words, if you made a pass. One second.
Make a possible it's funny that's like a lucky.
Yeah, it should be. So I don't remember which one this is going on. In other words, it sounds like for the Gemara that it's even if it's a pass this way, then a loser shingamil, you only need a core over one. But you could learn the Gemara elsewise that it's this way. And then, if you have it over here, then pass our ball, so they don't need another one over here. Okay? I'm not sure which Rebbe Shigamli is saying. It's not clear from the Gemara.
How wide is the opening of the Morgan? Is it 15, or is it the standard 10?
No, it could be the standard 10. You still need two. Okay? Anyway, so it says Gemara, I must have passed our ball to Father Long Shigamli. I don't know. Maybe, but it's not clear. It could be anything. That's the beauty about the Yerushalmi. Could be anything whatsoever. Could be this way, could be that way, we don't know.
But the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch holds that the two openings do not need a single Kleira. And in certain cases, we even Paskin like Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. V'tani Kein. Now, this is a very interesting case. V'tani Kein. Mavui. This, for this, you have to look at the Perush, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Luach Tziurim here. V'tani Kein. Mavui Shishla Arba Psachim. You see, picture Aleph, it's got four openings. 1, 2, 3, 4. Count them. So umatir. If you put a Kleira over one of those openings, that's like a picture of its mutter. Why is it mutter? So Reb Chaim learns that the reason why it works because Kleira is mishum mechitza. Reb Chaim being Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and therefore in this case you got oimer merube. Why do you have oimer merube? Because the two middle ones are covered. The two middle ones are covered, and that covers the two side ones, right? But if you did it like bays, so then nicha oimed shakan matir pirtzer shakan. The oimed of the first two on the right can be matir the next one immediately to the left. Aval, however, mi matir. Which is going to be matir, the last one? Okay.
The one opening is buckled to the two, whereas in bays
the opposite.
No, in Aleph, you have one on each side.
The one on, that's what you meant. Okay, the one on each side is bottled to the two, right. Whereas in Beis, the one all the way on the left has no connection at all with the one all the way in the right, with the two all the way in the right, so therefore it's stuck, it doesn't work.
What's the principle
why
each one on the side is
bottled to the
middle?
Because it's like Oimem Ruber. Because that Korah makes the two middle ones as if they're shut. Once they're shut, they're the overwhelming majority of, vis-a-vis each one, they're the majority. In Bays, hypothetically, you could say the same thing, because the same, yeah, but it doesn't help because it's off the side, it doesn't pertain to the one all the way on the left. Okay, this is a little bit doichak way of learning sugi, because the way Reb Chaim he admits it. He just says, I have no other way of learning it. Because the way it's drawing the Kleira is not over one, it's over two. It sounds like Gemara would tell you about a case that the Kleira is over one of the four. But he says it makes no sense. He can't figure out how that will work, and therefore he drew it that the Kleira is over two of the four. Okay? Like you drew it. Okay. Now, says the Gemara further. I'm Rabbi Simi Sipatikar Shingamil. Vlesat Shmamin Aklum. Says, well, you know what? This works. You wanted to say that this works. This might be true only according to Shin Gamliel. And according to Shin Gamliel might even be true even if you only draw it over one of the four. In other words, I didn't point this out, and it's a point of mess. It's a point down, and I slipped. When it says, when this sugi began, this immediate past sugi, four lines ago, V'tayin came, Mavish Yishlar Bob Sachim, that meant that even according to Rabbanan, this can work. And the scenario Reb Chaim Kanievsky drew is one which will work even according to Rabbanan. Because once you said, Oy Mem Rube, right, so that even according to Rabbanan, the two sides are cut off in Aleph, whereas in Beis they're not cut off. The one all the way in the left is not cut off because it doesn't have any relationship to the ones on the right. Says the Gemara, no, it could be when Rabbi Yosef said this halach, he didn't mean to go even according to Rabbanan. He meant to say it only according to Shin Gamliel. And could be according to Rabbanan, you need a Kleira across each and every one. And the truth is, if you think about it, there's a more lomdisha issue here. If you learn Aleph works, and it has, you have to say Kleira is mishum what, which means it is, which means it's a what? What is a Kleira?
It's a
mechitza. Whereas Rabbanan all the Kleira is because of Heker. So it could be that like Rishon Gamliel, this works because Kleira is mishum mechitza. Could be even more. Could be even one of the four is good enough. I'm just adding that in. The Gemara, doesn't say that. Could be even one of the four is enough because you need some mechitza in front. But like Rabban Old, Kairas Mishum Heker, so you need on each and every one, you need its own Kairas. Okay? So I think that that's a subconscious trend in the Gemara here. The beyond the spoken trend of whether Rachlokas or Rabban Shagam Leo, there's an understood question of that which is going on, which is whether Kair Lech is Mechitza, Kair Lech is Mishum Heker, and Rosh Hashanah holds Mishum Mechitza, and Rabban holds because of Heker. I can't prove that, but that's what I think. Okay, next case. Mava Yaakov Umafulash. The case is a case of picture number Gimel. You have a twisted marble. You forget the dotted lines for a moment. Marble which goes at an angle. Okay? So, in this case, Mefulash, and it's open on both sides, open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan Omar said, Lechi v'kor mikan v'os etzur espes mikan. Rabbi Yochanan says, at point Gimel, here, Rabbi Yisai, you make a lechi over here, and over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, make a tzur espes. Okay? In the Bavli, there was in Rashi, and Mahalach would say you have to do something here in the middle too. But Lieberman said, clear new Shami not to learn that way. Okay? Even though some of the Farshim go to town, try to learn that way, he says, brings on a Rav Yah, a Rishon, who says not that way, and it makes much more sense if you don't. So Rav Yah would say you need a Lechi or a Kor, Lechi or a Kor over here, and a Tzur Pesach over here. Rav Shlokish Amar, nice in lechi or kera, you need a lechi over here and a lechi over here, a kera over here, a kera over there, a lechi or a kera, but you don't need tzuris a pesach. Notice a lechi or kera, umati, and that's sufficient. I'll die to the Reish Lakish. Now, what's going on here? What's machlokas? What's the story? I'll die to the Reish Lakish, bichu la so slam takona. According to Reish Lakish, you want to make them a takona. What's that kona we want to make them? Now, the stipler saw did not mean this, like the Rav Yah. But according to Lieberman, it means that Reish Lakish regards this as two separate mavos. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, this mavi can use till here, and this mavi can use till here, till their dotted line. You see what's going on? They use till here, and they use here. So it's like two separate mavos. We'll get there. I'll die to Rishim and Lakish. Again, according to Rav Yochanan, Mokum Kaisel means up to this wall. And for these guys, up to that wall. Okay? Not all the way to the wall opposite them, but to the place where the wall would cut off the Mavli. Okay? Vulonim to ask the Gemara. No, according to Rav Yochanan, this is not a question. Reb Chaim learns a question. Reb Chaim learns, I'll tell you what Chaim learns in a minute, but the way Rav Yochanan learns says, Vulonim to stay Rav Shuras, Bishtab Shuras, Brusha, Shusachas. And this way, if I used to hear, and you guys to this here, we're not both using the same rishus. They're using their side. And they're not using the rishus which is also to them.
Are they using some kind of lechi or
korah?
So let the people know this is where you stop.
It's like near. The fact that there's a wall going the other direction reminds me not to carry behind it. You don't need a lechi or there. That's Reish Lakish's purport. Rabbi Yochanan, right? As we pass the Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan says you want to look, you have to look at the whole thing as being one big mavli, and there we need sort of a pesach and lechi, right? That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. He sees if it's a straight mavli, and just like a straight mavli, that loch is the tzuris of pesach on one side, lechi on the other side. So do the same thing over here, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they can all use the same thing, the whole thing together. But Reish Lakish holds it's two separate votes because of the 90-degree angle.
No, but I'm saying...
No, and that's the echo. I'm answering you. That's the echo, the fact that there's 90-degree angle. Reish Lakish holds they will. Now, According to, that's the way the Rav Yol learns. It's a very nice pshat, right? The way the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the others learn it. L'chatchila, el mishtam shemokol kaisel ve'el mishtam shemokol kaisel. It means that also there are two separate votes, but Rabbi Yisai, they can use till the very end over here, and they can use till the very end over here. And on that, the Gemara asks, learning two, on that now, Volonim 2 is a question, it's not a statement. Where the Rav Yo learns the statement? Learning 2 Shtei Rishuyos, Mishtam Shul Shul Sachas. The way Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns says, learning 2 Shtei Rishuyos, Mishtam Shul Shul Sachas. 1 second, they're overlapping here, they have no right to do so. And the Koi Tim, the Gemara answers, it's an answer that they both use like this, which is very fair. Right? Because then there's mamish no hecker. Right? Because then you're just going, they're making a hypothetical diagonal, which really is very difficult, right? And that, but then the Gemara says, only two shtei rishus, mishtam shus, mishus, asur.
What's wrong with having an overlap?
Then they have to, since Reish Lakish holds at two different mavos, they have to do a new shituf. They can, hypothetically. But they have to do a separate sheet of three mishati to two mevos. Okay? Now, says Rav Kare, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel Kareish Lakish. You should know that Rav and Rabbi and Shmuel were the protagonists in the Bavli. There, they dovetail with the Yerushalmi Tamra Amaroi. Be that as it may, says more further. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel Kareish Avashai and Bashakika. They were in the marketplace, the Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yitzchak, which was as such a case. A marvel yachid. Reish Lakish still took a dite, Reish Lakish carried, like he held. Rabbi Yochanan lo asar v'lo tilta. He didn't asar, but he wasn't metalto. There was no tzuris of Pesach. There were two l'chayim, there was no tzuris of Pesach. He wasn't in an asar for them to carry, but he wasn't metalto. Rabbi Yochanan said, even though I disagree, Hanichu b'nei Mavli, let them alone, shushoygin v'ayu mazidim. Let them carry b'shoygin and not b'mazid. There's a principle we don't apply to modern Arabian, obviously. But he said, let them shushoygin and not mazid, I'm not going to make any mechos. Okay? Says Gemara, ma, tiltel? Did he carry? Or lo tiltel? What was Rabbi Yochanan himself doing? So I think the lines are mixed up here. I think the mutter should show you by the mazir should be afterwards. You know, I think with the Gemara, that line, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, should be after the whole question of Matilta. It would make much more sense that way. If you transpose that, you understand what I'm saying? So say there would be Matilta lo tilto. Ite Matilta Machabashud Rabbi Yochanan. Ite lo tilto Yasim Nei Movi. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hanil Nei Movi Shushoyim Ayim Mazidin. Then, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan Bito Roshuso. Alright, so if that's the case, how are the other people allowed to carry? Rabbi Yochanan was obstructing them by not participating in the Eruv, right, in the Shituf. No, it was Mavata Rishus then. Said, I can't carry anyway, I'll be Mavata my Rishus to you guys. Magnanimous gesture. I'm Rabbi Yachal. Rabbi Yachal said, no, he wasn't Mavata Rishus. Kafrei Shlokish Rabbi. What can I tell you? Now, according to Rabbi Kavanei, he just according to him, Barayas. But the Lima means out gears of Zokiflay, which means really physical force. Yeah, he probably picked him up by the collar and said, carry or else. Okay? So he forced him to carry. Imagine it happening nowadays. Rabbi Yasser says, Vios. Stock a good thing, he forced him to carry. Well, I bet the Roshus wouldn't work here. And the truth is, interestingly enough, this is my time, right, Mayor. This is out of left field. This is, in fact, the sugi we're going to learn the Bavli, by sheer coincidence, tomorrow. Okay? My time, the right, Mayor. Well, I haven't gone there yet, but it's the sugi of tomorrow, which is, what's the logic of a Mayor? A Mayor holds that if somebody's not my neighbor, let's say I have it stinking.
who doesn't concede the Ke'er, Mechal Shabbos, your Erev, he can't be Bittur Rishus. Right? Can't be Bittur Rishus. Why can't it be Avat Rishus? Because also so Keshoyge, it's amazing. Even if he's a Shoyge, they made him like amazing. Why they make him like amazing? Because not Moed Beiruf. Doesn't know the whole thing. So how can you be Avat Rishus? By him, it's a joke. Can't be about the Rishus. It's a meaningless gesture on his part. So that's why we are machmir to be socher Rishus. Well, we're machmir socher Rishus from a from Chal Shabbos because you know they're not made of Beiruf. How are you going to make the part of an Erev Chatzeris? Yeah, just like can't be about the Rishus, you can't do Erev Chatzeris, right? So we are socher Rishus from Chal Shabbos. Now, my time with the Rabban wrote that a Mechal Shabbos can be Mevatel Rishus. Why? So he says, "Mikayim shechashulim meim letalto kemzidin hay." What it means is, according to the Mefarshim here, it means is that the fact that they carry is not because they're not moed the Beiruf. It's because they don't understand that there's an issue to carry. You know, they don't know the Rabbanon, so they're not, you know, they were not brought up with the concept of an issue in the Rabbanon. So therefore, they don't even if they're amazing in carrying, what they're really shogeg. Tinok Shanishba, exactly. That's the concept, right? Tinok Kemazine. So, Armin Lay, and they said if that's the case, since that is the case, in Kenny, if that's the case, yeah, says so name Rabbi Yochanan, then the enemies of Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Lashon Saginor. It's a language, it's a, you know, indirect language. What we really mean to say is Rabbi Yochanan himself. Everybody wants to say something bad about somebody, we say the enemies of that person. So then the enemies of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan himself, should be considered like it's Tokyo B'nai Mavli. Yes, B'nai Mavli. It's like Rabbi Meir, he can't be Mevat Rishus. Why he can't be Mevat Rishus? Because he's not Moed Beiruf. Why is not Moed Beiruf? Because he refuses to, he holds you can't make an Eruv here. So if that's the case, he can't be Mevat Rishus. The only way he can get him to participate is like Rish Lakish did. By doing what? By compelling him to carry. You understand the logic? He's not a Moed Beiruf. The Gemara is going to put him out.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's not completely analogous.
Bora realized it. Even the Ushami, they're very smart. They knew. I'm Rabbi Yosi Barbei Rabbi Boon. No, it's not kavul. It's stoiky choshel taltalin. A stoiky is choshel the carry because it doesn't agree to air. What are you saying? Meaning that here. Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't know that it's us. He does not. He's not an Moed Beiruf. He's a Machmir. That's why he's not caring. But he's a Moed Beiruf, so he's a Vata Rishus. It's a Val Bittel. You can't make a comparison to a Tzedoki. Right? So it's no comparison. That's interesting. It sounds like the Mora held in its Havmina, though. Although maybe I'm misunderstanding, but it seems to me the Mora held in its Havmina that Reish Lakish had to force Rabbi Yochanan the carry to be Choshed Rabbi Meir Shita. So it seems like in this we pass on like Rabbi Meir that it's Stoki cannot be about the Rishos. Because that's where Meir holds. So he can be about the Rishos. Rabban holds he can. So I guess in this case he held pass on like Rabbi Meir. Anyway, it's not so important. Might have even been, what's another example of Nafkamina ramification of Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? This time Rabbi Reish Lakish will come out with Chumra. Haya Osi Kamin Ki. Now it was made like a key, a Kai. You see the Carmenator's prep shot? See the Carmenator's drawing? Looks like a letter Ches. So Lieberman says it's wrong. Guess why he says it's wrong? Oh, you guys are such great maskili. Very good. Because what does a Kai look like? Oh. You're not such a great maskili.
Lieberman's book, Hellenism and
Jews,
Palestine.
It's an X. Yeah. An X. Right, sure, yeah. Yeah, Kai is an X. So he says you have two mavos, it means like you have two mavos like an X. So now, Rabbi Yisai, in that case, Kohen Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do?
But Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do? How many trespassing, how many l'chaim do you need? According to Rabbi Yochanan. How many trespassing, how many l'chaim? There are four openings. How many trespassing, how many l'chaim?
Obviously,
the source of Pesach, but it's also that it's not always,
you can, if you have a
fault
to take care of
it. Gang, double gang. Two tours of Pesach and two l'chayim. Because each one of the two, they're really two mevos, right? Each of which needs a tours of Pesach on one side of the lech and the other side. Put them together, you need two tours of Pesach and two l'chayim. According to Shlokesh, you can't do nothing in this case. He might concede to Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps, but he might not. According to him, certainly he can't suffice with the lechi on either side. He can't suffice with four l'chaim. Where is Rabbi Yochanan? Where Reish Lakish hold four l'chaim, two l'chaim suffices? When you have an angle, because what does the angle do? It's a cutoff, right? So the lechi needs to suffice because they're two separate revos. But here, are there any cutoffs? There are no cutoffs. So in this case, Reish Lakish would not say his opinion that l'chayim suffice at all openings to the mavli.
There's no cutoff right at the junction?
No, because not. Because each one continues on and further. That doesn't matter, because the right angles could nullify by virtue of the fact that there are right angles into all four of them. Okay? So again, also can mean key. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nosin Lechi Bekor Bekan V'Otzoros Etzoros Pesach Mekan. You need on each one. You need a Lechi Kor one side, Etzoros Pesach the other side. Shlokesh Amar Afilu Kam Bekor Sein Matirin Reiso. Even though normally I hold we a Kor on one side Lechi, the other side a Kor on one side, Kor on the other side Lechi, one side Lechi, the other side Kor and Lechi. Here it's not going to do any good. Okay. Rabbi Yirmi Yoshem Rabbi Bu. New case. Mabi Shenivet to Mekanegla. There are two Pshatim named Moshe. Lieberman says one of them is correct, so we'll go like the one which he says is correct. This is the Mavli. And here's the opening, right? And the Pirtz is in the back wall. The other interpretation of which the Pnei Moshe gives is that it's a regular Mavli, and there was a blockage over here, and then he got an opening over here. That's a Konegdo means opposite, on the other side of that opening, according to that Pshat. According to this first shot, Kineglo meets opposite over here. The reason why this is very difficult to work with, as Lieberman points out, is because then you go into the whole Shaiv Rashin Gamliel, maybe one Kor Lechi suffices for both openings, right? And we would like to avoid that issue, right? So therefore, it's best to deal with this case when it's on the opposite side over here. Okay, so says Gemara further, Mavishnivetz Mikonegdo Arba, the shear in which apostles is if this is more than the fourth Vachim. And then if this is more than the fourth Vachim, so then I need on this side of Tzuris HaPesach. Okay, again, where do I say Lechi on one side is enough, Lechi on the other side is enough? Even according to Reish Lakish, it's only went by a Mavu Yaku, by a closed or by a Mavu which goes at a 90 degree angle. But by this Mavu, since it's a straight open movie, so even Reish Lakish agrees, I need a Tzuris HaPesach on one side and Lechi on the other side. Okay? So it says, well, as long as it's fourth volume open on the other side. Minatzad, however, the opening is not on the back wall, but the opening is on the side, then the shear is up to 10 amos. As long as it's less than 10 amos, you're okay, you don't need any tikkun there whatsoever. Chavrai B'Shem Rav said, Lo Shani Ben Kenego Be Minatzad Ar Bo Avu. The Chavr, in the name of Rav, want to say, even if the opening is on the side, it's still, once it hits fourth Vachim, it needs its own tikkun, it needs a Tzuris HaPesach or something over there. Now, why would that be? So it says Gemara, Ma'adam min atzad yesim yeser, ha eser muter, he who says that, Hamboy Memra, skip three words. They want to say, Ma'adam min atzad yesim yeser, he who says that on the side that it's only a problem, it's more than 10. If it's 10 or less, it's okay. That's only if there's a width of 4 tefachim. Meaning that from beyond the wall, there's 4 tefachim. Beyond the opening. Let me draw that for you.
call him a Zazo until she's dying.
Actually, it's gonna
actually really start off from the Shizona stuff.
Right.
Okay, that's Minatzad. So as long as then this is 10, right? And this will be 4 Tfachim. Okay? Is that clear? So Manda, yeah, we had it in the Perush Chai too, first pair. Manda, my minatzad yos, boy, man, the way I say Manda, my minatzad yos, means it's only bad if it's more than 10. Or asmut if it's less than 10, it's okay. Okay, that's only b'sheyesh barochav arbo, sham rochav arbo. It's only if there's 4 tefachim width over here. However, why is that? Because there's still. Then there's still the movie still continues out beyond the opening, and then whatever clear is at the front still works for this, still works.
Could you say that this acts as a yulachi here for this?
All right.
No, we'll get that in a second. But that then it's, if there's less than 10 and there's 4 here, then that still works, okay? He who says, however, that the shear is always, as long as it's more than 4 tfachim, it's no good. They want to say it's only if there's less than 4 tfachim here. And why, if it's less than 4 tfachim, is that no good? Because this Korah is completely divorced from this. Why is it completely divorced from this?
Yeah.
It's not going on a... it's not completely divorced is the wrong term. This Korah is invalid because this Korah is no longer on a Mavli. Those who said that the Pirtzah, the size of Pirtzah inside is 4 Tfachim. The first one had to say that it's only if this is less than 4 tefachim. Why is that? Because then this Korah is not going on a Mavli and it's not Matir. So he wanted to say it's no Machlokas. That's what the initial wanted to say. That he who said that the whole Ansar is be at least 4 tefachim. If it's between 4 tefachim and then Amos, it passes. Only if there's less than 4 tefachim of wall still left in front of it to the Korah. If there's more than 4 tefachim, it's still good. And above 10 amos, even if there's more than 4 tefachim wall there, it's no good because it's a complete interruption altogether. That's how they initially wanted to explain it. Okay? Now, and the word tries to bring a proof of this, because lo kein sarvina meimar rav k'rabi yechanan. Didn't we say rav is like Rabbi Yochanan? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yochanan holds that a mavi akum is like mefulish, right? A mavi which is bent like this, we see it as if it's a straight mavi, right? And therefore needs here a lechi, and here it's a pesach, right? So they wanted to say that just like Rav holds this is straight, Rav also holds this is straight. And since he holds this is straight, so that's why if you have an opening more than 4 tefachim, it's going to require a tikkun. Again, why is it going to require a tikkun? Because it's as if it's a straight mavli. If it's so therefore, going from here to here is a new mavli. And from here to here is a new mavli, it's going to require a new tikkun over here. Now, it's still fishy, because, so even if it's more than 4 tefachim, it should require a tikkun over here. It's not clear exactly what's going on here. But anyway, the Gemara rejects it. Says, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Boon, Kedei la'asos kol reshus achas. The truth is that, I don't know how they translate this, literally means that it only makes the reshus one. Meaning, what do we mean by that? What it means is that the only time Rabbi Yochanan and Rav hold that a mavli which goes around is considered to be one mavli is only where its two mavos were joined together, right? Like the picture which we have over here, where mavli one meets mavli two. There, Rabbi Yochanan considers it to be continuous, but here Rabbi Yochanan is not considered to be continuous. Why? Because this is not a separate mavli here. And, in a more abstract sense, this is not a Pesach. What is that?
pirza.
It's a break.
It's a break.
Yeah, but people are using it.
No, that's the assumption. In this case, people are going to use it, and that's why here need a tzuris haPesach and a lechi, right? But here, people are not going to use this. This is still a pirza only, and therefore it's taka machlokas. And those who hold that up to 10 amos hold that no matter what, it's up to 10 amos. And now those who hold it's more than 4 tefachim hold no matter what, it's more than 4 tefachim. Even if you have less than 4 over here, well, then it could still be more than 10 amos. Why is that? Again, up to 10 amos, again, because this is a pirza, not a Pesach. Were it to be a Pesach, so the moment it's more than 4 tefachim, we'd have a problem. And then you could start playing a game and say, well, then it depends. I don't know exactly how it works, but somehow this 4 tefachim, if that's 4 tefachim, it's okay. But Lemaisa, it's not a Pesach. It's a Pirza. And that's why it's a machlokas, and you have to say that there are two sides which disagree here. The one side which holds it's mamish pirza, and therefore up to 10 amos it's okay. The other side which holds that it's a pirza, which is a Pesach, and therefore the moment it's more than 4 tefachim, it's a problem. But there's no requirement, just because Rabs would say, in this case, if it's more than 4 tefachim, it already requires a tikkun on both sides. Then in this case, require a tikkun on both sides, again, because this is a true Pesach on both sides. And this is only a Pesach vis-a-vis a pirza. Okay? All right. I think we'll stop here for tonight. So this is a new thing afterwards. Okay. The next, what we learn tomorrow night, we'll go back to Rosh Hashanah with the unique sheet of the Yerushalmi that you only need one carb between two openings.